This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In case you missed it, over the weekend, Donald Trump announced that he's going to be arrested because of charges that are going to be filed against him by the District Attorney of Manhattan. And he says he's going to be arrested tomorrow, on this coming Tuesday. And it's starting to boil over. Trump said something yesterday that I think might be the most dangerous thing he said in a very long time. It's a huge deal. We've never had a former president arrested for charges like this, not in our lifetime. There have been a few instances where presidents have been given like traffic tickets and stuff like that, but nothing like this has ever gone down. And I want to unpack and explain what I think is going to happen. Let's talk about it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
As I just said, this weekend, Donald Trump said something that is weirding a lot of people out because people are like, hold on, how could Trump know that he's going to be arrested on Tuesday? like, don't people just show up and arrest you? Well, today I want to unpack three, maybe four things about what we know is going down. And so all the way back in 2016, when Donald Trump was first running for president, he had had an affair with a porn star named Stormy Daniels. And he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 for her to keep that story to herself, for the story to be killed. And the National Enquirer was participating in this. His attorney at the time, who Donald Trump loved, Michael Cohen, they have since fallen out. Michael Cohen has gone to prison. Over this case, I mean, which should show you there's criminality at the center of all of this. Donald Trump paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to shut up and make this story go away. Technically, Michael Cohen took money out of his home equity, $130,000 of his own money, and he paid her. And after Donald Trump was elected, he paid Michael Cohen back in $30,000 increments and until it was all paid for while he was president. I mean, so this was still carrying on. And Michael Cohen needed the money and was like, yo, man, you know, I know you're president now, but you know, send me my checks. And Trump did. Turns out that's illegal. For multiple reasons, the primary reason it's illegal is it is an extreme campaign finance violation. It was completely and totally done to protect Trump's reputation as a candidate for president of the United States. So that $130,000 that was spent knowingly as a campaign finance expense, but not properly filed, is illegal. And it's egregiously above and beyond what you're able to do for campaign finance. And so that's the root of it. Michael Cohen, in response to that, ended up serving serious time in prison for paying that, lying about it, and not properly filing it as a campaign finance contribution. Well, it is taking, that was in 2016. I mean, do the math, that's 7 years ago. For a lot of these cases, it's not taking 1 year, 2 years. It's taking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years to properly build cases against Trump. In huge part because he does throw tons of money at these cases, tons of money at the lawyers, and is fighting them everywhere he can. There's a very serious case where Donald Trump tried to interfere with the election in Georgia. And that case, particularly in Atlanta, could still be filed against him. There are multiple cases that are forming against him in the New York State Attorney General's office, and those cases could still be filed. And there is very potentially a federal case that could be filed against Donald Trump for his role in starting and failing to stop the insurrection on January the 6th, and probably more cases that we don't know of. So this case is a city-based case. For those of you who don't live here in New York or aren't really familiar with how New York is shaped, New York City, as you know it, in a lot of ways is multiple cities combined into one. Manhattan, in some ways, is its own city. And here we call them boroughs, but it's its own city. Brooklyn is its own city. Queens, Long Island. The Bronx, Staten Island, those are their own cities. And when I say they're their own cities, it's because each of those places has their own district attorney, while all of New York has one mayor. All of New York City has one mayor. Each borough, and they seem like cities, each borough has their own district attorney. These crimes that Donald Trump committed around Stormy Daniels happened in Manhattan because at the time, Donald Trump lived in the gold-plated penthouse overlooking Central Park in Trump Tower in New York. He was a resident of New York. To move his residency, Donald Trump now lives full-time in Florida, in part because he doesn't believe that the governor of Florida and the people of Florida will hold him accountable for his crimes in the way that the mayor of New York City, the attorney general of the state of New York, the DA of the city of Manhattan will hold him accountable for his crimes there. So it's part of why he's moved, because everything is falling in on him here in New York. So I wanted to just explain to you first what case this is that he's going to be arrested for, and explain to you that it's a city-based case. But late last night, Donald Trump said something online that I find very, very dangerous. Right after the break, I'll unpack and explain it. Just stick with us. We have a quick word from some of our sponsors, and I'll be right back. The breakdown. Last night on Donald Trump's own social network, which is it's one of the dumbest names. The name of it is Truth Social. Donald Trump is literally the least truthful human being ever measured. There has never been a less truthful person documented to tell more lies per day than Donald Trump. The man told tens of thousands of lies just while he was president. And these were documented. Like, how? How are you so dishonest? And so he has to call his social network Truth something or another because he's such a liar. And he needs people to say, like, hey, this is the truth. Not what the media says, not what's said on any other social network, but just right here. And on his own social network, Truth Social, last night, Donald Trump called on the NYPD not to arrest him. Very dangerous. And it gets to the root of what happened on January the 6th when Donald Trump, the date January the 6th was not a random date. On January the 6th, after the last presidential election, Congress was supposed to come together and certify the election. And typically, that's a boring date. Typically, there are not protests or demonstrations. Donald Trump called on all of his supporters to show up, and what they were calling it was stop the steal. Show up and stop the election from being stolen. Donald Trump himself was calling on Mike Pence to somehow stop it, calling on his friends in Congress to stop it. And ultimately, he told the crowd of the thousands of people that showed up there, Donald Trump himself showed up, and he told the crowd to meet him at Congress. He never showed up. They went and literally stormed the halls of Congress, took over the building, and now hundreds of them are in prison and will have a lifetime of a criminal record as a result. It was very dangerous. People died. It was an outrageous thing to do. But Donald Trump undercut the rule of law, undercut the norms and standards of how things normally go, and he's doing it again. Not only did he call for protest around his arrest, that was dangerous, but when he started calling for the NYPD not to arrest him, it puts a lot of people in other words, this is anarchy. This is him saying, I know what you are bound to do. Ignore what you're bound to do, but don't arrest me. Don't follow what the District Attorney of Manhattan is saying. Don't do that because you know you support me. Ignore the law. Just listen to me. Just listen to the quote unquote truth. When in reality, it's all a lie. Of course he did what he's being charged for a crime for doing. Of course he did it. This case is completely clear. It's why his attorney literally went to prison for it. A crime was committed. Of course, Trump also committed crimes in Georgia, crimes in D.C., other crimes in New York. But they'll each have to be charged in their own way. And I see Republicans saying, but what about all the other people that committed crimes? Well, listen, charge the other politicians that committed crimes as well. I'm fine with that, Democrat or Republican. But Donald Trump committed this crime, and it feels like oppression to Donald Trump and to white people at large, because when you are used to never being held accountable, accountability feels like oppression. That's all this is. They're not used to him breaking the law and actually being held accountable. So for them, it feels like oppression. This is not oppression, ma'am. Sir, this is not oppression. This is accountability. The next few days could get weird. I believe he'll be arrested. No one else has confirmed that. And I'll close with this thought. In big, prominent cases, particularly with wealthy people and with wealthy private attorneys, a district attorney's office or even the feds will often tell those attorneys, listen, next week we are going to arrest your client. And in part, they tell them that so that the client can know, listen, either you can turn yourself in or we can come and arrest you, but just know you'll be arrested. That is, he needs to be sure he doesn't try to leave the country, doesn't try to flee. This is what we're dealing with. And so a lot of times, yes, wealthy people will be given a notice so that they can basically plan for their arrest. I saw a lot of people like, hold on, you get a heads up when you get arrested? No, poor people don't get a heads up when they're getting arrested. Wealthy people frequently do. So let's watch. We're going to see what happens. It's a peculiar moment, and we'll continue to unpack and explain it here. Happy Monday. Love and appreciate all of you. And listen, if you donated to the fund to help a beautiful family in Los Angeles in need, I told you about a story that we needed you to support of Chris and Tracy Kearney. If you donated to that, over 1,000 of you gave to help that family. God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone. Momentum. Momentum.